Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January the 26th, 26th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Fortuna City Manager, Regan Candelaria.
Good morning, Brian.
Thanks and to you, sir. Safe drive up?
Yeah, it was cloudy, but it was very nice.
Yeah, I come into a guy that we normally pass when I'm getting in the truck to come in. Fog's laying down low and everything's, you know, kind of muffled because of it. Said, the good old days.
Yeah, I'm getting some of the whole county experience.
Yeah, fog is good. Our quote this morning comes from Seneca, around 63.
80.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
The year 63.
You got an old one now.
Boy, you got a lot of guys that knew him, or at least saw him. How cool is that? A great soul prefers moderation to excess.
Wow.
Or, it could have been read, a great soul prefers moderation to excess.
Excess.
Moderation versus excess, or they prefer moderation all the time, depending on how you want to interpret it.
More with the moderation.
Yeah,
nice
kind of.
Nice and even, keep it steady, not too high, not too low.
Yeah, the goal of many, the achievement of few.
Yes, it's a struggle.
So, the weather, the rain, I'm supposed to be able to ask you, and you say, okay, everything's flowing smoothly. How is Fortuna doing with all the additional precipitation this past December?
It is flowing smoothly right down the Eel River.
Perfect.
Which is up, and it has been up for weeks. It's great to see when you go over there and you're at our river lodge, and you look out, and it's full.
There's water.
And moving, and it's really a cool sight.
When, and I don't know if they could do that, but when you're at the top of the levee, mm-hmm. and let's say down 3 feet, so you're not panicking, but that's the level that the river would be running. What does it look like across the river down out into Grizzly Bluff and Ferndale?
It is amazing how far it just stretches across. Because, you know, normally you're standing at the levee. I jog there quite a bit. And, you know, you look down and the water's way down past all the rocks. And, you know, and then when it's all the way up to the top of those rocks and then you look across, there's not another bank over there that really, you know, you see it filled to. It just keeps going and going out.
For the Southern California in you, it's called a flood plain.
Flood plain, yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's covered over there. So that's really impressive about the river.
Are the scrub trees getting washed out?
You see the willows, they're getting like, you know, they get pulled down under, you know, in the current, and then they start to flow, pop back up after a minute or two, and to go back under again. So that's kind of a...
So they're getting beat up pretty good.
Yes.
See, that's what I call blowing the gunk out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the channels that have been filled in because everything's either been so moderate over the past couple of years, or now you get, you know, dams and water diversions and this is and that's, and the channels get clogged up.
Yeah, the speed of that water, you can see that it is clearing things out and moving things along.
Cool. How do you know if the levee's working? Other than the obvious, look down and there's water on both sides, probably not working as well.
Well, I'm not an expert in that area, but it's kind of interesting you ask that question because just south of the River Lodge, there's a big, you know, cow pasture, and it's pretty lakey looking right now. There's a lot of water and, you know, ducks hanging out.
Lakey looking. Yeah. That is the government term for the morning. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Regan Candelaria. Regan, looking at Fortuna itself, the physical stuff with the water, no damage, is that an indication of Public Works doing the job? Is that anticipating, you know, what historically is a kind of a wet year, but not anything goofy crazy? Is this the changes that have gone into place since we've really been wet? I mean, why has it been so smooth?
Well, we do a great deal of maintenance. I want to give my public works staff a lot of credit for that. You know, they're out there preparing and, you know, providing the types of clearing efforts that are needed. They know the choke points from history. They know what issues have happened in the past. And so they do a good job of getting out in advance of that. We had some significant rain over the past couple of weekends, and I get phone calls from my staff. They say, hey, we're out here. We're at the right spots. We're clearing stuff. We're making sure people know about the sandbags, and we're preparing them for them. And so we're
got a shovel for you?
No.
No, they don't include that phrase?
I had happened to be out of town at a meeting, so otherwise I would do it. I don't mind. I like some good labor.
I know. So some of that kind of stuff, it would be interesting. Do your guys have the official jacket that says City of Fortuna Public Works or something?
Yeah, with the reflective.
Do you have one that says City Manager?
Yes, it's hanging right in my office.
So how cool would that be for everybody to see you out there slinging mud or sand or whatever, along with, you know, or just even being out there? I mean, that kind of stuff, I don't think a lot of people understand what that really can do.
If you ask some Fortunans, they'll probably say they've seen me and I know, you know, I spend some time in the kitchen even for events. You know,
that kind of stuff,
on the cleanup. I don't mind. That's where I came from. I don't mind labor. Gets me out of the office if I could. But then again, on the flip side of that, then I might get some, well, what is he doing out there? He should be in working on the budget or something, you know. So you never make everybody happy. But
in the flood, you should be in working on the budget. Okay. Yeah. It would be kind of funny if somebody made for the electrical sockets a finger adapter.
Yeah.
Even though it's just purely fiction, right? And fake. Just so you can either suggest they reboot themselves or you can reboot yourself at the end of the day. Oh, gee. So no surprises.
No. We've been doing pretty well. We actually, what's interesting is you use the word surprise. We've been studying and preparing and doing all the engineering to reduce flooding on one of our major projects here in town, and all of the engineers are just so happy because all of their modeling with this rain that we're seeing is coming exactly as they're predicting. They're saying, here's the locations that need to be fixed and improved. Here's the level of flooding, and here's how much water is going to come up when we get, you know, X number of inches of rain. And their model is exactly right. We're seeing that this year. And so when we start construction in the spring, we're actually going to be out there in earnest fixing that that passageway. So we're really looking forward to that, and we're getting a lot of data right now to kind of support what we're going to be doing.
Figure at least you could get a sense looking at it today, this week, this month, what you need to anticipate.
Yeah, like I said, their modeling is coming out right on schedule with what we're seeing in reality. And so the plans are looking good. And we're going to bring a lot of properties out of the floodplain.
Plus 20%, right?
Yeah.
Just because,
We are. If we can get one more grant that we have a really good line on getting, it'll add a fourth phase to our project. And that will essentially remove 100% of the people from the floodplain in this whole project area, the Eel River section and all the way up the creek that we're working on.
Very cool.
Yeah, it really is. We're excited about that.
Before we get into your, you know, what you're going to talk about to everybody later this week, any status with the old Star Hotel? I mean, it's clean, it's cleared off. Is there any rumbling what they're looking to do there,
Star
or
Hotel
is it just gonna...
is gone now? You do realize?
Yeah, I understand. Completely gone. All the rubble is gone.
I'm sorry. I should joke about that issue. But, it's a great question. I'm glad you asked. I wasn't really thinking about talking about that today. But the property owners there, the Johnsons, have been working hard, and they've been working with some architects and some engineers, and they did submit their plans to the city, which is what we've kind of been waiting for, so we can start working on processing that. We immediately scheduled it for our planning commission to take a look and act as our design review committee, which they do now. Gave it all high marks and passed it forward and gave it back to the the property owners and essentially are the developers to continue working on their plan and then get it submitted for building permits. So it is moving forward and taking shape.
So that was done in public?
Oh, yeah. Our planning.
So what is it going to be?
It's essentially,
I didn't want to have you divulge something that was not public.
Yeah, it's a commercial building. It'll accommodate at least five, commercial spaces, and there were five businesses there previously on the first floor. It won't have the second floor hotel, you know, that had been there before.
So no attempt to replicate what it was?
No, not exactly, but it looks nice. It fits with our downtown. It is a two-story-ish building, not really a usable second floor, but a lot of storage and other, you know, support for the businesses down below. And I understand I saw the plans. They've incorporated a nice little, like, mezzanine type of thing right across the top, that second floor, which, of course, you know, we have a lot of events and parades and things right down Main Street. So I'm sure that the property owners and businesses there are going to love having that spot.
I think they're called luxury boxes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's one way you could put it.
You know, unless you're in New Orleans. It has a whole different connotation, a whole different use, but
yeah,
you haven't permitted that event yet, have you?
Well, I can't see much interest for that in Fortuna. Conservative little.
Oh, I can. It just depends on who's walking down the street and who's upstairs.
That's true.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:35. We're back to talk shop this morning with Regan Candelaria from the city of Fortuna. Now, during one of the breaks, Regan, you had indicated that you're going to do your state of the city a little bit later on.
I am this Thursday.
You
want to
give us the highlights, perhaps the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to give it all away. I
mean, well, no, and we don't want to be here that long anyway.
I'll try not to drone on. But
yeah,
yes,
thank you.
This Thursday morning at 7:30 at the River Lodge in Fortuna, the Chamber of Commerce is holding their annual breakfast meeting, and they asked me to come out and do, you know, I guess they call it a state of the city. Sounds a little too formal for me, but that's what I try to do, is provide information on what we've been doing and what we're currently doing and what we have coming up in the future.
So kind of an elongated talk shop.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna
without
yours.
The bounce.
Without the professional.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, the agitator perhaps. So, what are some of the main themes that you've got?
We talked a little bit about being prepared earlier in this show for the city and some of the public work projects we do. And my focus for this year is I'm going to share. Essentially the document that we work from. It's called the Capital Improvement Program. And what we've done in Fortuna over the past few years is really, number one, get projects done and get them out the door. So that's always a great thing for cities to see that progress made and those improvement projects completed. But the actual document itself, I think, is something to share and to show the community, because we've taken it from just a pile of, you know, Excel spreadsheets and a bunch of numbers and dates and, you know, project names and a project number for, you know, some P Street project, you know, CIP number 3102, and, you know, all is just so nothing that anybody can really understand and see. And we've turned it into a user-friendly document for the community that they can take a look through. And now it's like a full color printed page of each project. So you can flip through this thing and see a map. Oh, P Street. That's right by my house. Oh, they're doing the alley right by my house. You know, here's the map. Well, how are they funding that? Oh, it says right here. You know, they've got, bond money to do that project, or they got a grant from the state. And, oh, they're only using, you know, $5,000 of design money from the city general fund for this project. That's great. All that money's coming from the outside. And then they get just a little two or three bullet statement blurb on why that's important for the city and what it's going to mean for the future. And so you can flip through this document as a regular Joe citizen and not see a bunch of spreadsheets and data and, you know, numbers and figure out what's going on in your community.
The marketing plan.
Essentially, yes. I mean, it really helps from that perspective. When we brought this document to the Planning Commission, this is the second year that we've brought it in this format. All of them are like, wow, we can see now what you're doing and what the city's doing and why they're doing it, and we can understand it. We can see the picture of the Stewart Street Reservoir. We can see the picture of the sewer line that just got replaced and how big the pipe is and, you know, what color the pipe is and that kind of thing. And so they really appreciated it, and the council as well. They're like, God, we can use this. We can bring this out to community events and, you know, not just talk about the work that we're doing and the projects that we're trying to do, but we can show people and have them understand it. So I think that's an excellent document and something we want to promote and let the community know about.
Two-edged sword always exists. So I would think that it works great for sharing the information to the community, mm-hmm. readily available. Does it also cut down on the workload that you guys get with people calling up and either asking, complaining, challenging?
Nobody complains, man. Well,
about some of these projects that I didn't know about it, what's going on? I mean, has it reduced the workload in the office as well as the information being expanded out in the community?
I would have to say yes, that it does, because now all of our staff have a good resource so that if somebody calls and they want to know why their street's blocked off or, you know, how long is this project going to happen, they have a quick resource as well to kind of tell them about it and provide them the details, you know, in case the engineer, the city engineer, can't get back to them that day. But, you know, we have those materials available to us. Yes, it's on our website, so there's a link that I'm going to be providing to everybody on Thursday. You can always, just today, you can go to our Friendly Fortuna website and, you know, go to the Public Works. You can see a big link, CIP document, and you can see the historical ones as well, so you can go back and go, oh, God, that's what I would have had to have looked at, you know, 3 years ago and tried to decipher where and when and what. So it's there. The other positive side of that sword is it's helping us with grant funding. You know, we're able to utilize those resources now and say, hey, look, here's what we were able to accomplish in Fortuna with your dollars that you provided to us in the past.
So it was the follow-up document.
And so, yes, and so that helps us, gives us more points as we write grants and try and seek funding from a lot of our partners that we've worked with in the past.
Isn't it intriguing that it's not doing anything different? It's just sharing what you've been doing?
Yes,
which is kind of the basic essence of what marketing really is, allowing in all these various areas to have successes that before you were doing the same job, but people just didn't grasp it or understand.
Now we're able to make that connection with that same data and information, because you're right, it's still a CIP number, it's still there, but you know, who knows, CIP number 1348. No. Whatever, that's not going to mean anything to anybody. But when you can show them on a map that it's, you know, 12th Street that runs from, you know, Main Street all the way down to the freeway Highway 101 connection is where we're undergrounding, you know, our sewer lines and our storm drains. And they go, oh, that runs right by the high school. Yes, you know, it's not just CIP number or whatever, you know, X, Y, and Z. So I think that's really helpful to people.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Regan Candelario.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop, final segment this morning with Mr. Candelaria out of Fortuna. Regan, this time of the year, there's not a lot of saws being used, not a lot of shovels being dug. Okay, sandbags, the notable exception. Some of the projects in town, we mentioned a little bit about the Star. We were talking about that goofy intersection, wanting to address that. The old mill site, you know, are there other things that you're going to be talking about at your State of the City that are referencing some of those things?
I am, once I get done sharing this capital improvement program and what we've done with that. Having that document and having it help us kind of focus on what we're doing really has helped, you know, get projects moving, number one, and then find funding sources to get those projects moving. And what's happened is 2016 is going to be a pretty busy year, because we're now ready with those projects. They're through design, they're through permitting, they're through all the engineering steps that need to get taken, and they're funded. So we have got a lot of projects that are going to be coming out of the ground this year. You know, we're going to be adding, you know, curb gutter and sidewalk on Ronerville Road. That's a huge project, over $1 million project. Like I mentioned earlier, we're going to actually start construction on the Roner Creek, you know, seismic improvement and habitat you know, and flood reduction project. You know, that's a $7 million project, and, you know, those shovels, there's going to be more than shovels. There's going to be some heavy equipment, you know, starting in the spring. As soon as we get past this wet season, they're ready. The contracts have been let. You know, we just need a start date for the weather. Those are two huge projects for us. You know, we're processing, as you asked earlier about the Star Hotel site, we're processing that development right now. We've got the Open Door Community Health Center that's ready to go. They're submitting their plans to us so we can start approving that and moving forward with that project, which, again, it's a $12 to $15 million project, another very important project to the Eel River Valley as well as Fortuna, bringing much-needed services. So those are just a quick few, but there is more. There's a lot happening in Fortuna this year. 2016 is going to be pretty eventful.
Private development out along Riverwalk. I mean, there's a couple of the old sites that are still out there. You got obviously the big elephant in the middle of town. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing any traction in any of those areas or any whispers?
It's a little early to talk about those. There are a couple in the planning stages. One that's I was told they are bringing a project, so that's great. A new expansion and you know, utilizing some of that vacant land down there. So yeah, those are not exactly out of the ground, but they are going to be taking up some of our time. The council has a couple of initiatives that they want us to be working on, you know, some public safety related items. So we're going to be busy in 2016.
Well, it'll keep you out of trouble.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I like to be out of trouble.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to start some to get things moving.
Yeah. The pudding stirring part sometimes is a little uncomfortable. Oh, so folks ought to be starting to sense this stuff then as soon as the weather dries?
They definitely will. But like I said, those projects are ready to start. You know, I think that they're seeing it in Fortuna. We just did a little bit of a research project to identify, well, what new businesses do we have? What new jobs do we have in town? And so over the last 3 or 4 years, we're up to, I think, 220 is how many we counted. So happy about that. I'd like to see that continue.
Yeah, that's another positive trend. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed being here.
Yeah. Look for the pretty pictures Thursday.
Yes.
See you tomorrow morning.